via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. lawmakers are voting today whether to hold a key ally of former President Donald Trump in criminal contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena to testify before a panel investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon is in the spotlight over the role he may have had in organizing the insurrection and any efforts he may have pursued to coordinate with President Trump and the White House. Investigators see the 67-year-old's testimony as pivotal to a clear understanding of Trump's actions before and during the deadly assault on a joint session of Congress, which was held to certify Joe Biden's election victory. The World Health Organization says it believes between 80,000 and 180,000 healthcare workers may have died from COVID-19 in the period between January 2020 and May 2021. In a statement issued Thursday, the group called those deaths a tragic loss and an irreplaceable gap in the world's pandemic response. It said the reported rate of infections and deaths among healthcare workers has gone down over time, but added that more work needs to be done to minimize the risk of infection in the healthcare workplace. It said as of September 2021, using data from 119 countries, it has calculated that only an average of 2 in 5 healthcare workers were fully vaccinated. It said fewer than 1 in 10 have been fully vaccinated in the African and Western Pacific regions, while 22 mostly high-income countries reported that above 80% of their personnel were fully vaccinated. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. British authorities said Thursday that a British man has been charged in the fatal stabbing of lawmaker David Amos last week while he was meeting with constituents at a church in Essex. Britain's Crown Prosecution Service said Ali Harbi Ali, a 25-year-old of Somali heritage, has been charged under the Terrorism Act. The death of the longtime lawmaker has stunned Britain and particularly its politicians, who have a tradition of being accessible to their constituents. Amos's murder has sparked high-level conversations about how Britain protects its leaders and deals with domestic extremism. His killing came 5 years after Labour Party legislator Jo Cox was murdered by a far-right extremist, and she was the first British lawmaker to be murdered in nearly 3 decades. Syria's Justice Ministry has executed 24 people after convicting them on terrorism charges for igniting last year's devastating wildfires, leaving 3 people dead and burning thousands of hectares of forests. The publicized execution of a large group of people is rare in war-torn Syria, where a decade-old conflict has left hundreds of thousands of people dead and displaced half the country's population. 5 million Syrians have left the country as refugees. Wildfires broke out in several Middle Eastern countries in October 2020 amid a heat wave that was unusual for that time of year. A statement issued by the Syrian Justice Ministry on Thursday said those executed a day earlier were, quote, criminals who carried out terrorist attacks that led to deaths and damage to state infrastructure. It said 11 others were sentenced to life in prison in the same case. And a suspected drone attack hit an outpost in southern Syria on Wednesday that's used by U.S. forces. Captain Bill Urban, a U.S. Central Command spokesman, called the attack deliberate and coordinated. He said initial reports indicate the attack used both unmanned aerial systems and indirect fire. U.S. officials said there were no American injuries or deaths. The attack happened at the Al-Tanf base, located in Syria near the border with Iraq and Jordan. The site was set up as part of the effort to defeat Islamic State. And North Korea said Thursday that the United States was overreacting to its recent missile test and questioned the sincerity of Washington's offer of talks after a U.S. envoy repeated an offer to meet without preconditions. Pyongyang has said in recent weeks that its weapons tests are aimed at boosting its defense capabilities, just as others do, accusing the United States, South Korea, and the United Nations of adopting a hostile policy and double standards toward it. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.